Today we'll be doing the 30th and final paragraph in the first mamar. V'chein tabit bekir becha. Im gam guf echan is halev and is harev and is kadesh al yidei yu nechave limudecha. Az limudecha lo memecha vahala. Lo chach mas chotza meruba mima asecha chas v'shalom hu. Rak or nimshach lecha mima ala roshecha ar kapos raglecha. V'im iev sher lahakir zos achar kol limud v'limud v'achar kol avoda v'avoda. Tavchin zos achar kol chatzi sha. Al kopana mechol shana v'az ashrecha v'tov lach. Says that if a person looks at themselves and they realize that their guf is also being awakened and being inspired by their learning, that is an indication that they are an example of their masim tovim being meruba mechachmaso, because their desire to learn and to understand is coming from their neshama. And he says, as a result, he says that's why your guf is also sensing. And he says, and if you don't realize this, if you don't recognize this, then after every half hour when you're learning, he says, or at the very least once a year, person should take time and think to themselves that this is the way that my learning is developing, and that my guf is actually feeling the impact of the learning as well. So we'll stop it for now, and we'll begin the second mamar tomorrow.